It's time now to gather around for the Expounder Ministries radio Bible teaching program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest, and peace from God, love from God, salvation from the Father towards all those who dwell upon the earth. If you come through the door, that great shepherd of the sheep, Yeshua, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, one God over Yisrael, and one God over you and me, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Gentile people, the church, the grafted in ones, those who eagerly expect and hope and desire the Son of God, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God to dwell within us. We hope in God. We have repentance of our sins to the Father and faith towards Jesus Christ. Our whole life is set upon thinking of Him. Our waking moments, our sleeping, our thoughts are all about God and the fellowship of the Spirit and the Word of God impregnating us with revelation, illumination, understanding, fruit-bearing, love, and the will of God. We who are God's people, we have our hope set upon Him, and we love Him, and we cherish Him, and we know that we are sinful creatures because of the flesh nature of Adam dwelling within our bodies. But God has made a way to redeem us from that curse and that ill-begotten state. He is going to make us anew. First, He does it spiritually by converting the soul and making the spirit of a man born again of his own spirit. And then the body must die because of sin, but then like a seed planted in the earth, He shall resurrect it. And we shall have new bodies and new spirits born of Him, partakers of His divine nature. Oh, the Lord is good. God is so wonderful. He is El Shaddai, all-powerful God. Jehovah Nissi, the God who is our banner. Jehovah Shalom, the God who is our peace. Jehovah El Berit, the God of covenant. He makes and keeps His promises. Jehovah El Olam, the eternal God. Kidosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. Kidosh Yisrael, Adonai. He is Lord, Master, authority of our lives, the God of the universe, who has dominion over us. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen, and today I would like to, of course, revel in the Scriptures and glorify God. Today I have a very special program. We're going to talk about prayer. Of course, prayer cannot be totally sought out or understood or studied in a half-hour program. But we're going to take a look at some scriptures, some of which are common that you will know, and others we're just going to take a look at to glean what we can from God's Word about prayer, the communication between us and God and us. You know, people make such a big deal about people hearing from God as if that is some strange thing. If the Spirit of God dwells within you and you're born again, is He mute within you? He speaks. We have the mind of Christ. We have the Spirit of Christ dwelling within us. And we, once we are baptized in the Holy Ghost, may also speak in a heavenly language, an unknown tongue, in which the mind is unfruitful, the understanding is unfruitful, but our spirit communeth with God. But we won't cover that part today because there is so much division in the church about that. But let us stay with the simplicity of the Scriptures and the Gospel, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let me take a verse from the Old Testament. We have quite a few verses from both covenants, and so I want to go back and forth and share the Scriptures and the Word of God with you. Isaiah 59:1-4. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. My beloved brothers and sisters, God can hear you. So many people have debate about, does God hear the prayers of this one or that group or this religion or that religion? If God knows the hairs of your head, and if he knows the names of all the stars, he knows everyone's name, then he knows the prayers that are being uttered. But what moves him to act, what moves him to respond, it is those who are in covenant with him and those who pray in faith in him, the God of Yisrael. Kiddush Yisrael. So my beloved brothers and sisters, what separates us from God, his fellowship, and him hearing our prayers and reacting to them is our sins, our iniquities, our thoughts, our speech, our behaviors, our ungodliness. He is able to save even the worst prostitute, drug addict, thief, rape, murderer. He's able to save and restore and renew and make those people born again, clean them up, and make them saints of God. If they will repent, if they will believe him to do it, if they come to him with all their hearts, and they cannot come to him unless they are drawn, have faith, repent, and accept him. There is no formula, my beloved, but you must come by the way of the cross. You must come praying to him, asking him. And we must pray also according to his will. 1 John 5:14 and onward. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. My beloved brothers and sisters, another scripture says, when you stand praying, believe that you shall receive, and you shall receive it. We must believe. We must have faith when we pray. We're not praying to the carpet or to the chair or to the bed when we're posturing ourselves in prayer before him, but we are praying to the God of Yisrael, the God of the universe, the God who saved us. We are to confess our faults. We are to confess our sins to God. Let us cover another facet of prayer that is vital for today. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now there's four things here that need to be considered. In order for prayer to be effectual, it has to be according to the word of God. It has to be according to the will of God. For it to be fervent, it has to be spoken and prayed in faith. And the man or woman doing the praying must be righteous, must be in right standing with God, must be washed by the blood of the Lamb. And this, when it is all put together, it avails much. It produces much fruit. It moves heaven and it moves the hand of God. When the righteous man or woman prays effectually according to the word and will of God, fervently in faith, believing that he or she will receive those things that they are seeking God for. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, and what is the manner of our prayer? Is it to do it in front of others for boasting's sake that we may have the glory of men? No. Matthew 6:6, but you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray unto the Father which is in secret, and the Father which sees you in secret shall reward you openly. It will not be for the glory of the flesh, or for your name, or for your stature. It will not be so that you can brag or boast, but you go to a secret place, and you shut yourself in, and you seek God, and you pray for that person at work that is oppressing you or tormenting you. You pray for that person that is unsaved, and when God saves that person's life, you will then be shown that it was your intercession that helped out, and that God will reward you openly for such spiritual sacrifices. Oh, and how do we pray? We do it in secret, we do it in faith, but we do it also with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You're doing it with a grateful heart. You're acknowledging who he is and that he is God Almighty, having the power to hear and answer your prayers. And you do it by faith, giving him thanks aforetime. Hallelujah. And this is the confidence that we have in him. 1 John 5 again. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So therefore, we're doing it humbly. We're doing it in secret. We're doing it effectually, fervently, and righteously. We're doing it unto God and we're doing it with confidence and according to His will. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, these kind of prayers, these kind of intercessions, when you're praying for others, when you're praying for the will of God to be done on the earth, my beloved brothers and sisters, these are prayers that ascend up to God as the smoke of incense that are pleasing in His nostrils. When He smells the smell of your prayers, they are like a sweet perfume to Him. Oh, my beloved, research Revelation chapter 8 for such things. His hand, my friends, is not short, that He cannot save you, and His ear is not too heavy, that He will not hear you. But we must repent of our sins. We must get right with God. We must know that He is God and we are not. He is Lord and King, and He is holy, and He requires His subjects, His people, His purchased possessions, His subjects to be holy as well. And then when you are, and you're praying fervently and effectually and according to the will of God, then the prayer of faith that you do for others shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sin, it shall be forgiven him. James 5:15. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, we must realize that the God, Jehovah, El Barit, the God of covenant, the God over our armies, the Lord Master of the universe, Adonai, Jehovah Sebaot, He is good. He is loving. He wants to hear your prayer. But He also has a standard. He also has a way that He has established in the Bible and by the Holy Ghost, which agrees with the Bible. How to come to Him, how to approach unto Him. Let's take a look at some Old Testament examples of this. How Daniel, in chapter 9, verse 3 and onward, "And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed unto the Lord my God, and I made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him, and to them that keep His commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from Thy precepts and from Thy judgments." Now Daniel was in torment and anguish about Jerusalem being destroyed and then being carried away into Babylon, and he's confessing to God on behalf of his people, and he's doing it with prayer and fasting and sackcloth and ashes and confessing to God openly, because God is a covenant-keeping God and He will give mercy to those who come to Him in repentance. And he has confessed that they have sinned greatly before Him. And what have we done also here in America? The God of Israel that gave us such a beautiful, bountiful land as we are now enjoying, we have corrupted it. We have abandoned God in our government. We have abandoned God in our society, in our secular way, reviling against God in such an awful way that I'm surprised that the judgment of God has not already come. But as for us, my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to be people of integrity, of the Word, of the Spirit, of holiness, following God with faithfulness, and prayer is such a mighty part of this. Some people have problems with praying. I have had problems with praying. It is common to all men, but how and when shall we pray? The Lord delights us to pray early, to seek Him early, and to tarry for Him, to wait upon Him, as Jesus did in Luke 6:12. "And it came to pass in those days that He went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." My beloved brothers and sisters, there's an old adage of the church which says, prayer is not something that you do. Prayer is someone whom you are with, whether it be one word or a million, whether it be 1 minute or an hour or longer. We are to seek Him, we are to acknowledge Him, to give thanks to Him, to praise Him, to communicate with Him. Most people want to communicate to God by simple talking to Him. Other people use the structured prayer of Matthew 6, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name." And the structure goes on to include God, our daily needs, forgiving others. There's a good prayer structure there. And some people want to use hymnals and books. And some people want to speak out of their spirit to God, would speak one friend to another. But He is holy and He is God. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, there are many forms of prayer. There's prayer with fasting. There's prayer through the worship, prayer through your giving, prayer through your tongues, prayer through your understanding, intercessory prayer. The Spirit of God likewise also helps our infirmities, Romans 8:26, "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself," and the scripture reads, "the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." So the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, makes intercessions for us. Jesus Himself, Hebrews 7, "seeing that He ever liveth to make intercession for them," which means us. Hallelujah to God forevermore. The Lord Jesus prayed for Simon Peter when he was tempted of Satan. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. So the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the great high priest, the great shepherd, he prays unto the Father for us. The Spirit of God prays unto the Father for us, and we ought to pray one for another. We're even to pray for our enemies. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. You want to talk about getting out of the flesh, getting out of the carnal realm, for those who abuse you and treat you ill, that you would turn around and in humility and in meekness and in love, the agape kind of God's kind of love, you mention their name to God in prayer, and you pray for them in sincerity and in love, and you mean it. The scripture does say in principle that God is going to deal with them harshly, but your motive is not for God to go get them, but your motive is to know that they are made in the image of God. Jesus died for them as well, and just because they're full of the devil right now doesn't mean that they will not be a child of God in the future, and you need to pray for them. Am I guilty of this? Yes, we've all have prayed to God with ill-gotten motive, but the Spirit of God will correct us. We have all prayed to God for selfish reasons, and God has forgiven us, and he makes us mature and walking holy and spiritual, and not spiritually of the devil or of the new age, but spiritual in God. So let us seek God's face in prayer and in righteousness and in holiness, and the blood of Jesus be upon us and through us and in us and wiping us clean, and let us put off the pitfalls of the devil like sleepiness and distractions and wild racing thoughts. My beloved brothers and sisters, there's the prayers of deliverance. There's the crying out to God in prayer. I can testify that God has saved my life so many times in car wrecks and plane mishaps and other things. And all I did was cry out, Jesus, or Jesus help me, or Jesus save me, or oh Jesus. And I almost did it without even thinking. And then I was preserved. I was saved. And all men must die in the flesh, unless they get to go in the rapture. So all men must go, and the body must die because of sin, but there shall be a resurrection. But before we die, we want to stay in it as long as we can, producing fruit for the kingdom of God. Crying out to our Savior is a good thing. Praying to God is a good thing. My beloved brothers and sisters, the spiritual principle of prayer and intercession is mighty. For those of you who are deep spiritually, who walk in God and holiness, I would ask that you would pray for me. Having breathing issues and lung issues and heart rhythm issues. I don't know if they're physiological or if they're just afflictions from the devil. But if enough of you pray and intercede for me, Brother Stephen, I shall be healed. And this is a good lesson for us all to know, that as these prayers rise up to God as incense, he will be moved when it's spoken of in faith. And then he will heal. And he will use the things that he has set in order, like the stripes of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, and the wounding and the bruising that Jesus took, and him being made a curse for us. For cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, and he did that for our behalf, that as we obey and get in line with the word of God and the will of God, then the things of God will come to us according to his will, according to his word, because Jesus Christ himself has that unchangeable priesthood. Again, Hebrews 7. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. So if you come unto the Father by Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ, then you may be saved. Receive your protection from the wiles of the devil and from evil men and from the curse and from this world. Praying to God, find a secret place. Do so by first entering into having the Old Testament as a pattern, entering into the sanctuary with thanksgiving, entering into the sanctuary with holiness, being washed clean. Make your requests and petitions made known unto God, and do so in faith. My beloved brothers and sisters, discipline of the flesh, to read the word, and to pray are the hardest things to do. God will help you, though. He is good. Let us go back now to the Old Testament so we can find treasures new and old. But let us read verses 12 through 16. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Now he was referring to the temple in Jerusalem back in those days when Solomon was dedicating the temple. And he goes on to say, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be opened and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Just so you'll know, my beloved brothers and sisters, in order for this scripture to come true, we're in Jerusalem, the house of God, the sanctuary, shall be there forever, and his eyes and his heart shall be there perpetually. There shall be a new heaven and a new earth. And in that new earth created by God, it is my belief that in the same place that Jerusalem is now will be the same place where God will rest, the new Jerusalem that will come down out of heaven from God and rest upon a new earth. And it will be in that same physiological place as Jerusalem. Oh, wherein dwells righteousness, my beloved. The new Jerusalem will come down out of heaven from God and sit there on the Temple Mount of Jerusalem. This is my belief. Hallelujah to God. But getting back to, if my people are called by my name, listen to what happens here. We're covenant people. We're called by his name. We humble ourselves and pray. We seek his face. That's faith. We also have repentance because we're turning from our wicked ways. Then he is willing, if we do these things, to hear our prayers from heaven, to forgive our personal sins, our national sins, and to heal our land. What happens if we don't do these things? The land will go unhealed and be cursed. There'll be a bunch of people walking around, sinners and wicked behavior. My beloved brothers and sisters, God is yearning for you to come to him. He would that the whole world be saved, born again, redeemed, waiting for the resurrection, and not going into hell. He is only a prayer away, but you must prepare your heart. You don't have to clean up your life first. You just have to prepare your heart. Ask him to draw your spirit unto Jesus. Have him help you find a Bible-believing church or a Christian or a Bible. Ask him to help you even to pray to get to know him. He will hear you, for he desires to hear you. He wants to hear you. He longs to hear you. He yearns to save your life from the impending doom, which is hellfire and the grave. Even in fasting, there is an element of prayer which helps out the believer. Let us read it. Isaiah 58. The first part of it is the motive. To be heard from on high, selfishness reasons, not according to the will of God. But this is the kind of fast that he did choose. Verse 6. Which is to loose the bands of wickedness and to undo heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke. Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry and that you also bring the poor that are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, cover him and don't hide yourself from him. And then when you do all these things in prayer and fasting, spiritually clean, and your motive is not yourself, then your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward, your rearward. Oh, my beloved, then shall we call upon the Lord, and he shall answer our cry. It's such an exciting thing to have prayers answered. It's such an exciting thing to know that the God of the universe hears you and responds to you and loves you. And yet, because of sin, we are separated. But because of Jesus Christ, we are brought nigh, spiritually and in the end, physical to physical, will be changed. Our bodies will be made new. Our spirits being born again, our souls renewed, and we'll be able to see him in the face and fellowship with him in love. And this all begins with prayer, repentance of heart, for you to communicate to God your desire to be saved, to be healed, to be delivered. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, the hour is so late. God is real. God is good. He shall certainly judge evil. He shall certainly judge the wicked. There is a hellfire location below our feet in the bowels of the earth that are full of souls right now languishing. It's too late. The chance you have to know God and to meet him and to be saved of him is while you're living in the flesh, while you are alive on the top of the earth, and not while you're in the bowels of the earth, for then it is too late. There's no prayers. There are no intercessory prayers, candles, novenas, or anything else that can spring you from hellfire once you're there. Once you're there, it's permanent. You await the resurrection of the unjust. You await the white throne judgment. Then everything gets tossed into the lake of fire. But you can avoid all this. You do not have to go there. I trust no one listening now has to go there. If they will just pray, pray to God, the God of Israel, the God who is most high, sovereign, maker of heaven and earth, El Elyon, Yahweh, Jehovah, Adonai. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, it's not that hard. Giving up drink and drugs and sex and fleshly pleasures and being your own boss and doing what you want, this is difficult. There's no one doubting that. There's no one saying that living holy or righteous is easy, but coming to God is easy. You must come to Him, believing that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And He will be found of you if you seek Him with your whole heart. Then once you are converted, once you are born again of Him, once you have trusted Him and asked Him to come into your spirit and make you alive and born again of Jesus Christ, then He will begin the process of making you holy and renewing your soul and your mind. And after the death of your body, He will resurrect it at the last day, and you will live in a good heaven and a perfect earth with a renewed body that will never die, in holiness and in great joy unspeakable. This is our God, my beloved brothers and sisters. So coming to Him and being made alive again from the dead is easy. But once you are converted, then there is that clash with the old nature that you must overcome. And through time and perseverance, He will help you walk the walk of faith, the walk of holiness, the walk of love and forgiveness and giving and mercies and helps. But it begins with prayer. It begins with your prayer to God. My beloved brothers and sisters, He established a house to put His name in Yisrael, in the physical land of Yisrael. But now, by the Spirit of Christ and by the Holy Ghost, we are now the temple of God. So it begins with prayer. Shall we pray? Shall we ask Him? For those of you who do not know God, for those of you who are longing to be saved and to get your life cleaned up and to walk righteous and holy before God and to have the full assurance of your salvation, knowing that you are born again, knowing that you are going to heaven, would you like to receive Him today, my beloved brothers and sisters? Let us pray right now. Heavenly Father, whoever's praying with me right now, you know their name and you know their situation. And you know the guiltiness of their sins, and they are willing right now to give it over to you and to repent and to turn from it, even though they may stumble and even though they may sin, even though they don't understand it all right now. Day by day, you shall be that great shepherd of them and even of me, as we all walk our lives through the walk of faith in the Spirit. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, the Word of God, our Lord, Savior, and Husband, I ask for all those who are praying right now for salvation that you would watch over them, that you would deliver them, heal them, and that you would forgive them, and then by the blood of Jesus Christ, absolve them from their sins, for they know not yet the way of the cross. They do not yet know the fullness of your Word and the walking with your Spirit. Heavenly Father, for those who are praying with me right now, I ask that you would cause them to be born again. Fill us, O God, with your Spirit. Help us to be renewed in spirit and born again. Forgive us of our treachery and our deceit and our lying and our fornication, our adultery, our drinking, our cussing, our blasphemy, our pornography. Father, in the name of Jesus, wash me clean of my abortions, of my disrespect of God. Father, forgive me. Let me be delivered of every evil spiritual stronghold of the devil. Cause every devil to leave my body. And let me be born again of you in Jesus' holy name, Father, I pray. Let me be yours, O God, not just to avoid hell, but I want to live forever with you. Heavenly Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And now, my beloved brothers and sisters, if you have prayed this prayer unto God in sincerity and truth from within your inner man, expect God to visit you. Expect Him to be there with you as your chief shepherd, as your high priest. God is good. Walk with Him. Seek Him early. Pray. Find someone to help you who is a real Christian. Find a real Bible and a real church. God bless you. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye. Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters, for joining me today in the broadcast. If you would like to contact me for prayer, Bible questions, online fellowship, please go to the website www.expounderministries.com or call the ministry cell phone 214-263-0889. Mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.